This is program number LW2685. Well, believe it or not, it takes just one day to get a divorce in the Dominican Republic. Just thought that might be interesting to you today. Hi, this is Larry West. But before you jump up and buy a plane ticket to the Dominican Republic, I have some suggestions for you on how maybe you can save that marriage and even polish it up a little. I've written a couple of pamphlets called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage that you can get if you'll just write me and ask for them. If your marriage is a little dull right now, these might help. We talk about several things in them, one of which is that a polished marriage demands, you know, some giving and receiving. Once upon a time, when posing for a portrait, the artist asked the famous William Jennings Bryan a long time ago, "Why do you wear your hair over your ears?" And Mr. Bryan answered, "Well, there's a romance connected with that." He said, "When I began courting Mrs. Bryan, she objected to the way my ears stood out. So to please her, I let my hair grow to cover them." That artist, sitting there painting his picture, said to him, "But that was many years ago. Now, why don't you have your hair cut?" And Bryan said with a twinkle, "Well, because our romance is still going on." There was a fellow who had a polished marriage. One reason was he understood that in a polished marriage, there has to be some mutual giving and receiving. In the pamphlet, we talk about how a polished marriage demands that husband and wife share a common commitment to each other. Now, it seems that word today is not found in the dictionary, but if two people are going to have a marriage that really shines, they've got to share a common commitment to each other. Some time ago, on their 50th wedding anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Henry Ford attended a celebration in their honor. A newsman walked up and asked that auto magnate this question. He asked, "To what do you attribute your successful marriage?" And Henry Ford said, "Well, the formula is the same as that which is used to make a successful car. Stick to one model." There it is. A polished marriage demands a shared commitment. Two people sticking to each other. Some time ago, a fellow and his girl got married, and after the wedding ceremony, they jumped into their decorated car and flew off down the street, heading for their honeymoon. They drove to a nearby town and pulled up to a hotel. As they drove up, the new and nervous bride, a little embarrassed, whispered to her husband, "Let's act as if we've been married for years." He turned, gave a crooked smile, and then said, "That'll be all right with me," but he said, "How in the world can you carry in four suitcases?" Now, that guy started out on the wrong foot. Fellas, in marriage, you've got to do some serving, just as she has to do toward you. A polished marriage demands that Mr. Husband and Mrs. Wife be willing to serve one another. It also demands that they be willing to yield themselves to each other, and that's tough. I mean, think about this. His mama may have carried all the suitcases in, but that doesn't mean that he can expect his new wife to be like mama. You've got to be ready to change, guys. Of course, girls, the same goes for you, too. Once a lady was concerned that she had no husband, so she went to a nearby preacher and told him her problem. Trying to comfort her, the preacher said, "The Lord has a plan, one man for one woman, and you can't improve on the Lord's plan." She said, "I don't want to improve on it. I just want to get in on it." Well, that part I can't help you with. But if you found him, or her as the case may be, and you want to build a polished marriage, maybe these little pamphlets that I've written will help. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, it's really God who makes a marriage shine. That is, when both husband and wife share a common commitment to Jesus Christ. The Bible is the most sensible counseling book on marriage that's ever been written. It says things like, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord." And it says to husbands, "Husbands, love your wives." And then it tells husbands just how much. We talk about that, too, in these little pamphlets. Things Needed for a Polished Marriage, Parts 1 and 2. Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. They're yours free. Write me for them in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.